If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design.
Hi, designers. So this episode is being taped literally the same day that I ran our very first summit. So we haven't even done day two yet. I'm doing this podcast episode on November 9th, but I know you are not seeing it until December 13th. And the name of this episode is No One Knows Your Design Business as Well as You Do. I had a lot of takeaways from the design summit about running a design summit. And I had actually written that I was going to do this episode because I was thinking about all the things in my own design business that has made me really think about ownership, being basically the CEO of your own design business, and some of the lessons I learned by hosting this summit. So it's only been day one, so I actually don't even know how day two is going to go, even though you maybe were at the summit or maybe even got the VIP for the summit, so you know it at this point. But I think coming directly off of the summit and spending, we started in August planning this summit. And kind of all the intricacies of working on it, all the dealings on making it happen, and running a free event for the first time taught me a lot of lessons. So I think this is going to be helpful for you. I hope it's going to be helpful for you. And also, if the quality of this audio feels a certain way, it's because I am doing it on my phone. I think one thing everybody always tells me is they think I'm the Energizer Bunny, and I am here to tell you I am actually not. The summit wiped me out today, you guys. We did it for, it was about 5 hours, 5.5 hours, and I was up probably 2 hours before that prepping for it, making sure we had everything for it. I spent the first 40 minutes teaching and just making sure all our videos and our speakers and all of that was in order, making sure it was good. We ended around 1:30. I met with my team for about 30 minutes to go over, you know, anything that we saw issues with, things that we were kind of dealing with and trying to figure out. And then I actually had planned on doing several podcast episodes, and I had a list a mile long of things I needed to add, and I couldn't do it. I actually came up to my bedroom and I took a nap for the first time in probably, forever. I usually don't take naps, and I knocked out for 2.5 hours. And I'm only telling you guys that because I need you to know that for everything that we do in our businesses, creative businesses, design businesses, crafting business, that there are going to be things that wear you out, whether you like it or not. It's going to tire you out. And my goal was to take a 30-minute nap, and 2.5 hours later, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I really knocked out for that long. Ended up getting on my computer, saw a whole bunch of messages I had missed, and started digging in. Certain people hadn't like missed their appointment or couldn't find their appointment link, or we had an issue on our end because of the scheduling. There were so many people. So we had over 3,000 people register for this summit. Okay. And we had our team, there was probably at least 5 people in the summit trying to make sure everyone was good, doing messages and DMs, and it still really wasn't enough for basically everything we had going on, including myself. And so I hopped on just to like make sure that we were good, make sure the scheduling was good, make any adjustments to it, find out what was going on. Anyway, there's all this stuff. So here's the thing that I learned from this, okay? My team was amazing. Like, I mean, talk about, we had a Slack channel going, any issues anybody was finding, problems with blurry videos, questions about links, all of these things, okay? And as a reminder, we had been prepping this for this particular thing since August, okay? And then we went head on into it mid-September, like where we were working really, really hard on it to make this whole thing happen. And then it released today, which is November 9th. So we had tons of prep time. We were working on it tirelessly. We had several members of the team in the actual summit working, and we still ran into problems. And my team really, really did everything they could to try to make sure that everyone was good. But, you know, you do your best and you don't catch everyone and it makes you sad, but you really want to catch everyone. And at the time of recording this, it's 8 o'clock at night and I am in the Facebook group trying to get people in. I'm trying to, you know, talk to everyone and make sure that they're good, any issues they're finding, all of that. And I am in here just doing it, taking care of it at 8 o'clock at night, knowing full well tomorrow, we got a full day tomorrow of amazing speakers. And I'm in here doing this. And it is a reminder to me that in your business, you are going to have people who are amazing, who are helping you and working with you, collabing with you, working maybe possibly on your team. But at the end of the day, the buck stops here. And when you own your own design business, it all comes to you. And I definitely feel that pressure. And if you feel that pressure, it means you're probably doing something right. It means that you care. And that is something I just want to pass on to you. I know I'm talking about the summit, but let's make a transition. Let me talk to you guys about my actual design business. So we're in the middle of, you guys heard my episode about three mediums. So like my deal is that my design businesses mean a lot to me. I'm on a lot of platforms. We're always working on them. We're trying to figure out the best ways to make money. We're working on SEO, keywords, descriptions, making design work better. I mean, there's all of these things. Okay. And I am to a point, and you might not be to this point and that's okay, but I am to the point where I have, at least one person at all times working with me on this, helping me with production, making sure that listings are properly listed, because I just simply don't have time to run both Design Suite and be CEO of that program at the same time as also being constantly in the operational weeds of my design business, okay? I hope actually for you, one day you get to this point, okay? That a lot of designers who are making multiple six figures will have a virtual assistant of some kind or an assistant that even comes to their home. I certainly did that. Oh gosh, how many years ago was that? I think like year number four or five into my business, I hired an assistant who came to my house and helped me with stuff. It was fantastic. Okay. So even when all you're doing is a design business, you might find, hey, I could make more money if I had a little bit of help. That's usually the case if you can figure it out and get it right, okay? And at the time, I think I was I had a fabric contract, I had a paper contract. I definitely had an assistant when I was the creative director of Cartabella, plus I had a team of five or six designers. And so it was a lot of different things. Anyway, okay. Going right back to the beginning. So especially early on in my career when I was just doing it even by myself without an assistant, at the end of the day, the only person who wants to make sure all the things are going perfectly in your business, and I have this problem, I like everything to be perfect, is you. It's just you. Your spouse is not going to want it to be perfect. Your kids are not going to want it to be perfect. Your friends are not going to want it to be perfect. You are. And every comment that comes to you that is like, oh my gosh, I love your design, you're going to feel that and you're going to be excited for it. But also every comment that comes to you saying, I couldn't get your file to download, or I don't know how to open a zip. Things that really technically are not your problem, especially if they purchased it from a platform that you're working with, right? Like Etsy or Silhouette or something like that. That's not your problem, but it is your problem because it's your file and they've come and asked you for help, right? It ends on you. So despite the fact that many of you, and we teach this very often, we teach you to work on other platforms because they help you with audience, At the end of the day, customer service is still on you, and you're not going to get it perfect, and it's definitely going to be hard, but it is worth it, and it is a big piece of your business. And I just want to emphasize again that I do not do this perfectly. Just even, I think I was reminded of this by running this summit because, oh man, did we try. We have been trying. We're trying to get to everyone's emails. Oh my gosh, the number of emails, you guys, that came in. And all I could think to myself was, why are we doing this for free? We are doing this for absolutely free. Okay. You're going to see this as you own your design businesses and you're doing stuff. You're going to give away things for free. You're going to give away freebies. You're going to, you know, maybe you'll have an email list and you'll give something away for free and you will have customer service issues. People will email you and say, I can't download it. Your zip's not working. I disagree with your viewpoint, whatever it is. And the ironic thing is you're going to be like, what the heck? That was free. I was giving that to you for free because I wanted to help you. I wanted to do something that was going to be awesome for you, and you will have customer service problems on it. Ironically, this is the way of business. And I feel like those of you who are listening to me, you're going to like shake your heads. And some of you have already been through this. You're going to completely understand this. You're going to be like, yes, it is so crazy. But like even the stuff you do for free, and I would say, in my experience, the stuff we do for free actually requires more customer service than our paid programs, our paid courses, even our low-paying courses. We don't see the same kind of customer service issues that we see with free things. And some of that's by nature of just volume, right? Like 3,000 people versus we try to keep our boot camps to more like between 30 to 100 people, right? So it's much easier for us to manage and we can make sure that everybody is, you know, we can keep a close eye on what they're doing. So there's some of that, but also I just think it's the nature of the beast of free. You know, lots of people will show up for free. Lots more people will complain for free, which is very fascinating. So some of you I have encouraged, especially if you're a Design Suite member, you're in the program, we've talked about free. I've encouraged you to have free things. Many shops I work for, I give them lots of free things that they can use from me. I love it. I love giving away free stuff. I think if I can serve and help other people, it's a worthwhile thing. But also just be aware that ironically, you will also do a lot of work for the free. So hopefully it always comes back to you. My feeling is good karma always comes back to those who want to help others. I know that has been the case for me. The more I try to help others, the more I try to teach them design, teach them business, give as much as I can give. I know there's a lot of great karma that comes back in the universe to me. And I've definitely seen it for members on my team who are working so hard and tirelessly to help other people. But just know that sometimes you're going to bang your head a little bit against the wall as you try to give stuff to people and you may have some customer service issues over it. So anyway, at the end of the day, you guys, business is business is business. And as the business owner, as the CEO of your own design business, it's all on you. And this is the best thing and the worst thing all at the same time. It's the best thing because you get all the credit. You get all the credit for all your hard work. You get all the credit for all the beautiful design work and everything you're creating. You get all the credit for your amazing sales. You get all the credit for making the money that you're making. But you also get all the credit for, you know, not apparently zipping up something correctly. Even though you know you did, you still have to apologize to the customer and try to figure out a way to send it to them that it will work for them. Okay. So, like all things in life, you guys know how I always talk about it. 50-50. 50-50 good, 50 bad. 50% of it's going to be good. 50% of it is bad. And that is the way all life is. So I would rather throw it in and be with the good and get all these wonderful wins, but also have a few things that are hard, do some things that are difficult, deal with people that might be difficult. And some of you might be dealing with that right now. I'm going to give you like all the love in the world, and just, you know, try to continue to move forward. There is so much good you are doing. You have no idea how much good you are doing by putting all of that beautiful art, all of that fine art, all of that design work, everything that you're creating out into the universe. And you are going to get love and you're going to get hate, because that is just the way this thing rolls. But just appreciate all the love. Try to do your best to minimize any of the hate or the difficulty that you might be working with. Okay. You guys are amazing. Keep up the amazing design work. Keep up that creativity. The world needs what you have, and I will see you soon.
Did you know you can get more access to free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? All you have to do is join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/free.